today? Or do you think that the dust is just going to magically appear above the carpet and sweep itself up like a sandstorm?
I'll do it when I get around to it, and my life is a straight line. I think, Mother, that hoovering like dishes is one of those things that I would pay my butler to do. He would have to answer the door with a hoover on full blast, as he wouldn't dare stop his job even for a second in my abode of royal presence.
You don't even get pocket money anymore, son. You can't afford a butler. All your money is locked in a vault, and you forgot the only password to it.
It's a treasury, Mother. You don't know anything about politics and countries, do you? You don't even watch the news if Emmerdale's on next.
Why should I? I don't need to watch the news when all you do is spout off about it round here. Sometimes I wish I was the 95-year-old mother of a pauper. Anyway, son, until we get hired help, if you can't hoover, that's fine with me. You'll have to get onto your hands and knees and rifle up the dust from the floor. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an appointment with Dr. Video. It's got a certain street on it.
Saddam starts lolling around on the floor with a clapped-out old dustpan and brush.
I can't believe she's making me do this. Look at this carpet. I remember it being white once. It's had a few too many encounters with unfortunate bowls of Kellogg's now, though, hasn't it? How does she expect me to hoover this? This palace makes the size of football pitches look like they come free with the paper. Oh, there's a hoover. Well, in that case, I can put this dustpan and brush in the same place I'm emptying its contents into. The bin. I'm just off to hoover the grand stairs. Why are these damn stairs so steep and high?
Saddam reaches for the hoover and misses, but the vacuum doesn't. It falls and gives Saddam instant concussion and duly switches itself on.
I don't believe it. I have a bump on my head. Oh well, I'll just put some ointment on it. Oh, how's that going to look in a rally? Citizens get bumps from their head from the secret police, but it's not right that I have one. And I've got to do hoovering like this. What on earth's that? It's a dog. We don't have a dog.
Yeah, it's my new dog. Toto. Do you like him?
No, I fucking don't. When it comes to animals, I hate anything but camels, you know that. What on earth do you want a dog for?
Well, it's all those fucking burglaries. I thought a dog would be better than an alarm any day.
But where did you get it from? Dogs are contraband in Iraq, you know that.
Well, it wasn't a pet shop. They only sell camels and parrots that talk propaganda. Well, if you must know, I found some dog shit on the street with a paw print in it. So I followed it back and found the dog.
A fucking stray? I know Baghdad's a bit of a circus with so many animals on the loose, but still, what's its name?
Toto has said that. It's written on its collar, you fucking dick brain. If you fail to catch any burglars, we'll let it loose again. But for now, to keep the intruders out, I'm sticking a kennel in the front hall. Wait a minute, what are you doing down on the floor?
Thanks for noticing. I'm glad that you've finally given a shit about me. I've hit my head, for your information. I slipped on some silk from the shower curtains while having a bath.
You're just dreaming, son?
No, I'm not.
Having a bath? You must be!
There's no time for this. There's a sandstorm brewing outside. We'd better stop battening down the hatches.
The palace is wrecked anyway. What good are they going to do?
Okay, I can appreciate that you no longer give a fuck about the palace, given that I've wrecked it so completely, but we could be sucked into the air like the leaves off a tree.
Well, does that mean you're going out then? See you later.
No, Mother, this is a sandstorm. And this kind of sand ain't fun like on the beach. It's dangerous.
So is everything in Iraq. You wearing shoes?
Yes. There's a sort of sand getting up my toenails.
In the palace, which has carpets worth more than most citizens' life wages and family heirlooms. Get outside with them now.
But, Mother, the sandstorm...
I don't care. Just get outside now.
Saddam is whisked off by the biggest sandstorm he's seen in his life as he whirls through the air in much the same manner as the Baghdad Central Library once did. He suddenly finds himself deposited like so much sand, dung in what could only be described as a strange place. Before he has a chance to look up, the palace lands on his head.
Where am I? I can see nothing but black. Oh, it's you, Toto. Thank God you're all right. What am I saying? We didn't just tuck you in, so I don't give a fuck. There's a few things we must do. First, we should get some light and then get this building off our heads so that we can see what we're doing and where we are. Now, how about some light? I have a lighter in my pocket, mainly for manual gas lamp lighting in the streets if they've gone out. But what can we use it with? Oh, sod it, I'll just have to set fire to my coat. There's nothing else unless keys burn. We can get out of here through that upturned front door. Gotta get back into Baghdad, there's a rally on, and I'm the only one allowed to speak in it.
Saddam gets out of the building and finds himself speechless with his location.
What the fuck? Am I inside the Shrek DVD? It looks like we're not in Iraq anymore, Toto. This land doesn't look like anywhere I've conquered to me. What with whole towns in one piece, the streets paved but with no cracks in them. Where in the world is this? Has Antarctica gone temperate with all the global warming?
Who are you, stranger?
I am the mighty Saddam, and who are you?
I'm a munchkin. I'll have you know I am pleased to make your acquaintance.
Pleased? I would think about what you've just said if I were you. Translation, still a nobody compared to me, Sultan Hussein.
Are you some sort of wizard?
Oh, I'm much better than that. I am a dictator, and dictators work more magic than wizards ever do. And I want to get back to Baghdad as soon as possible to continue ruling with an iron fist.
You don't even have a wand. So what the fuck is a dictator? Is this Baghdad place your mansion, your home?
Why, yes it is. I rule it and all the other cities in the world. And I live in a grand palace with more windows in it than most of my citizens having coins as money.
And look behind you, sir.
That was the palace? My palace! It's in ruins! Again. So that's what fell on my head. You learn something new every day.
But that's great news.
Why, you imbecile? My grand palace is in as bad a condition as the Houses of Parliament of the UK now are. How can that be great news? I want to see whoever's in charge here and remove him from his seat.
But she killed the Wicked Witch in the Northwest.
Why are you surprised? She's not the first person to have died inside my confines.
You don't understand. This is joyous news. She was a witch and she ruled us with an iron fist.
Oh boy, are you in for the surprise?
What is the commotion here, Munchkins? Munchkins of this town, gather and help this man. Don't stand there staring. A palace that has just fallen from the sky and scattered tiles and bricks across your streets is not a spectacle. I am, so we're going to welcome this man to our town. And of course, thank him.
Thank me? What for? I don't know what you're talking about, lady. If you knew who I was, you'd only be saying thanks once I'd gone. Who are you? I don't know you from Adam.
Introducing Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. And your arrival has caused good news to come forth.
Yeah, whatever. Does this town have a gate I can depart my good behind out of, then? To tell the truth, I'm really angry to be here. What have I done to make you thank me so much?
Why, for killing the witch, of course.
But are you sure she's not just merely dead? She's really most sincerely dead.
Coming through. I'm an official here.
Oh, this is one of our many munchkins. Meet Quincy. He is our town coroner.
Coroner, I have examined her. And not only is she merely dead, she's really is most sincerely dead.
Haven't you heard of copyright in Oz?
And so it must be said, this is indeed a joyous day. A day of independence for all the munchkins and their descendants, I'd say. And to thank you, we would like to present you with these slippers.
Oh, thanks. My shoes were flattened when the best part of the North Wing landed on them.
The Wicked Witch of the Northwest. But I thought that you were flatter than a compass needle.
Fools! I'm very much still breathing. I've just got a bruise. Why does everyone think every time a building lands on your head that it must mean you're automatically dead?
Oh, fiddlesticks! She's alive! Get back, Munchkins. This turnaround is sacrilege. Why don't you just leave this town alone, Wicked Witch, and go away?
Oh, I'm leaving, all right. Leaving when you least expect it.
She's gone. At least for now, anyway. Quincy, how could your opinion ever be wrong?
I'm sorry, Glinder. There must be too many cases on my mind and coffee on my brain.
But we don't have coffee in us. Okay, what's your name? I don't know it, so I'll call you Dorothy. That has a ring to it. But the next time you decide to do this town a favor, don't. But we're about to do one for you. See that yellow brick road? Yellow is the color of shame. Please leave this town by the nearest exit. And there is only one, and it's yellow, and it has a lot of bricks on it.
Must I leave so soon? It's such a shame.
Because you have bitterly disappointed us, and built our hopes up about our foe, the witch who we wanted dead. And now all we have is palace remains on our square.
But where should I go? In which direction is Baghdad? Is there a map store in this town?
We don't frankly care where you go, as long as we can see your rear walking towards the horizon. But the yellow brick road does lead to the Emerald City, where you can see my friend, the wizard, if you don't get picked off on the way. He'll know what to do with you.
Could he help me find the way back to Baghdad?
I'm sure the wizard could pull that trick out of his sleeve. He can do anything. Do you know he arrived here through the air in a balloon and has been the leader ever since? I'm sure he'll send you south. But I digress. Why are you still standing here getting cack on the yellow brick road? Please depart, and only come back when you've killed the witch.
A really good witch you are, aren't you? I know where I'm not wanted. Come on, Toto, let's blow town.
Wait, just one last thing. Even though, at this moment, my eyesight can hardly wait to have you out of it, I feel I'll have to give you this.
What's this? It feels easily breakable.
It's a crystal ball given to me by my friend, the Good Witch of the South. I have been advised to keep an eye on you. Now I am going to turn my back on you. And I predict that when I turn around again, you will be gone.
Yeah. I can't believe this. I arrive in a strange land, and just because I arrive with a broken palace on the back of my shoulders, I get asked to leave the first place we come across. I would like to leave this whole place, that would show 'em.
Who said that?
I did. And what's it to you? Who are you? Don't tell me you're a scarecrow, or is this fancy dress day?
No one has passed by here for years. There is no way to tell the way.
Yes, there is. I know exactly where I'm going. To the Emerald City to meet the wizard. And there's a signpost telling me how to do it. Follow the yellow brick road.
You're going to see a wizard? Can I come?
Are you having a laugh? The great leader acts alone.
Well, good luck to you then, but you might want to take a look at that signpost again.
Do you think I'm four-eyed or something? Oh my God in Allah. It's got four things written on it. And they all say Emerald City.
Actually, it's five things. I couldn't help but notice your dog cock its leg up on the post. It seems to have spelt out the word place.
Huh? My dog's name is Toto, if it's all the same to you. And it's my mother's dog, so I don't generally give a shit about it. Unless it gives a shit, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Especially given that your dog has just topped its piss off.
Right, let's get down to business. Do you know something I don't? Tell me in which direction Emerald City is, and then I'll slope off.
I'll only tell you if I can come with you.
Bargaining with me, are you? What do you want from the wizard, anyway?
Actually, I want a brain.
Why is that?
I want to invent things, but I've always been really thick.
Some miles later...
Are you sure you know where we're going? This place is starting to creep me out. Or is it just because I'm walking with a moving bag of hay?
This is the way, I can assure you. There is only one yellow brick road that actually leads to the Emerald City.
But you said yourself that you had no brain. So how can you possibly know where we're going?
Hey, fellas! Move out of the way! I'm about to swing my axe!
Your voice sounds very familiar, but it is different. What's this, a Tin Woodman? You must be joking.
Yes, I chop down trees with my might. Where are you going?
Can't you see we're trying to get to the Emerald City? Well, we were before you stood across our path. But we are not sure of the way.
But I'm sure of it. I may not have a brain, but I've invented the only map in Oz.
Strawbag there is right. This is the way to the Emerald City.
We are going to see the wizard.
What? The Great Oz? Surely there's no way. I could get the heart I've always wanted. It's a long story, but I am completely made of tin.
We can see that. So you're a freak, but what's it to us? Do you bore every traveller with it?
Not many people pass by here. Can I tell you my story?
I would like to hear it.
It was the Wicked Witch of the Northwest. She was responsible for the way I am.
What did she do to you?
Well, once I had a family, before they all rusted away. But once we weren't made of tin, I was just an ordinary man.
No one's ordinary around here. You all look like bath party victims.
But the Wicked Witch came to town. I was a woodcutter in those days, but I wasn't much of a green issues, I can tell you. I just liked chopping down trees as the day was long, and the witch had a thing about forests herself.
Let me guess, she wanted to chop it all down.
Yes, as a matter of fact, she did.
She sounds just like me. I hate forests too. We'd probably get on if we didn't have to kill her.
She asked me to chop down the entire forest. She wanted to clear Oz out. She said forests made it untidy. I said I would do it gladly. But there was this one avenue of the forest where I grew up.
What did you do?
I refused to cut down any more than one tree if I couldn't cut down the rest of the forest as well. And then she gave me this tin suit in return. I tried it on, and then I couldn't take it off.
What are you doing, Saddam?
I'm Dorothy, apparently. Oh, sorry. I noticed there was water in this watering can.
You poured it down the woodman's leg. He'll rust.
I'm sorry, but I was just getting bored of the story.
I would ask you to stop pouring water down my leg, but I just don't care.
And why can that be?
Because I haven't got a heart. Well, at least not one that's not made of tin.
Oh, so sorry. Have you got a problem with rust? I didn't realise.
Well, yes, my leg is going rusty.
Come on, fellas, let's stop yakking on. We've got to see the wizard.
Do you think he could give me a heart? Or if he can't give me one of them, perhaps he could give me some nail varnish.
Search me.
But still, it's worth a try. I am coming with you.
Oh, no.
But I can't move. I've rusted. Get the oil!
What's he saying?
He's rusting. His mouth is closing. Let's leave him.
If I had a brain already, I could invent something to aid you in your fight against rust.
There's some oil in my house. Get the tin!
What? There's oil in us? You'd better tell me the source of it, so I can add another colour to this rainbow of a place. Mint green, with me rolling in it. If there is money in this crazy land, that is, I'm happy to be here after all.
Quick, I'm rusting!
Oh, I don't care about that anymore. Didn't you hear? There's oil. Now, it doesn't matter that QH's drier than a bottle of tomato sauce that's been left out.
I'll get the can. Is that your house there?
Water me! Then we can be on our way. I'm coming with you. I'm gonna get me a new heart.
I got the oil, but where should I apply it?
What are you doing, lad? Reserve the precious oil. We might need some money in Emerald City if there is any to be had.
Oh no, it's my oldest and only foe.
Are you Dorothy?
Apparently.
Well, I have a bone to pick with you. You're going to see the wizard, aren't you?
Yes, and what are you going to do about it?
A dangerous thing to say to a witch, I would say. As I could throw my magic book at you. And then we would see, wouldn't we, what I would do about it.
Is that all you're going to do? Laugh? Or are you going to cast some magic and prove yourself?
Trying to tempt the great witch, are you? That is asking for trouble. You killed my sister.
Tried to kill her.
And now you've done something worse than that. You've strewn apples all over my path. I'm trying to take over this land, and I don't want it to be a tipple when I do.
The birds will eat them.
Oh, they'll leave the core behind. Besides, we don't want to attract birds and their resulting white shit.
Suddenly, two monkeys and one pig fly through the air and whisper something into the witch's ear, which immediately makes her incensed.
What is going on? I don't believe what my assistants have done now. They're going to be alakazamed once I catch up with them. But we're not finished yet. I'll be getting back to you, my pretties. Don't call us. We'll call you.
What was all that about?
Whatever it was, I hope it keeps her really busy. I don't want to see her again any time soon. Just one lighted match would be all it takes in my case.
And I'll be back to sort you out, Scarecrow.
Yeah, you made a straw, aren't you? But it was just a witch. Don't worry about it. She couldn't match the power I have.
Are you a wizard?
Shut up.
Then why are we going to see one?
Oh, I'm something much better than that.
A few miles later, the path starts getting darker for the travellers.
Is this some kind of forest? I thought you said that you cut it down.
No one would dare go into this forest, let alone cut it down.
Then why are we going into it?
Because it is the only way to see the Wizard of Oz. If I had a heart, I would be afraid to be in here. But I am as daring as a soldier.
I am not much for fear myself. Usually it's others that see my wrath, but I will admit, it is a little creepy. I'm sure a Sama would like it here.
Who's that?
Believe me, you don't want to know.
I fear nothing, for I haven't a heart. But I still hope we don't meet any animals in here.
What could possibly live in this forest? You don't mean lions, tigers and bears by any chance, do you?
Oh, no. Lions, tigers and bears, oh my. You took the words out of my mouth. But I have never met any.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
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 Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Pipe down. The Attenborough Club in this forest can hear you yakking and is licking its lips as we speak.
Oh my, what have we here? A tin man with an axe.
Move a step nearer and I'll chop this whole forest down.
And I'll write a bad report.
Oh, I see. Afraid, are you? Afraid I might make you prisoner in my belly? See how it feels yourself, yeah? Want to challenge me? Want to put up a fight? See if you can beat a lion. I'm going to smush you so good.
No, thanks. We just wanted to get past without being featured on the Discovery Channel.
I've heard enough. If you don't move out of the way, I'll do something that I've been waiting to do, but haven't done for a very long time.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do?
Use my axe for something other than a tree, and it'll be my greatest pleasure.
No, don't do that. I'll be good. I'll slink away, I swear. Just don't make me fight you with an axe.
Now who's the wildlife?
See, that's the problem. I'd never make it onto an Attenborough show. I can't survive like all the other animals can. because I'm living in a cave. I'd even be prey to a wildebeest. And look how stupid those things are. I feel like I'm being held prisoner in this forest.
But you soon had a go at us, didn't you?
I know I'm a lion and all, but I just don't feel like it. I couldn't even square up to a meerkat. I am so afraid of everything, I feel like a prisoner in my own body. I've just got no courage.
Well, it's been lovely chatting instead of being eaten, but I think we'd better get out of this forest. The trees look like they're closing in on us.
Why don't you come along with us? We're off to see a wizard. Or maybe he could give you some Dutch courage.
Did you have to tell him that? I was already thinking three's a crowd, and four needs crowd control. And now we're just going to be a great big party stomping across the land of Oz.
I am sorry to be of trouble. I only want to get some courage and get out of this lame forest, even though I am the king of it.
Why didn't you just have the courage to stay behind instead, then?
Ah, let him, Dorothy. I'm sure he'll be no trouble, unlike in New York. At least he'll look menacing.
And I'll actually be menacing.
Oh, okay. Perhaps if we want to go a little faster, we could ride on your back.
But that would be scary.
Let's just get going. It's getting dark in the sky, and I want to get to Emerald City while its 5-star hotels are open.
But we can't book a reservation.
What's that rumbling in my pocket?
It's that thing you've almost dropped all the way here.
Oh, the crystal ball. I forgot all about that. I'll drop it now, if you like.
What, here on the road? I'll throw it against that tree, if you like.
Look, something's appearing on the crystal ball.
Are you still wearing those slippers?
Yes. My other shoes are covered in palatial dust. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to a crystal ball.
I hope you haven't got any scuff marks on them. They're rare. If I find a single scratch mark on them, I'll be sending you the bill.
So you do have money in Oz?
Yeah. What do you think this is? A fantasy land?
Well, I wish you were a fucking fantasy. Mr. Woodman, I've had enough of this conversation. It's time for me to witness your tree-throwing skills.
When I get to the Emerald City, you'll pay.
This gives me an idea. In Iraq, we can have crystal balls instead of video phones and charge a point a second for staring into them.
Sounds like a capital idea.
Dorothy and company suddenly have to stop because they find that the path is now wrecked and nothing leads to the Emerald City.
Where in the hell is the path? Did it get fed up with the journey to Emerald City or something? And decide to peter itself out?
Who are they? They look like thugs. I am hiding.
Can I help you, mate? I haven't got any money, so only if you know the way to the Emerald City.
I think there used to be a path, didn't there? But we put a crack in the yellow brick.
Yes, I am led to believe, had the path existed in front of us, it would have took me to see the Great Oz. And what's that you're holding in your hand?
Well, it's a yellow brick, fresh off the floor.
I usually carry one round with me at all times, so I've got one ready to throw.
You're stupid. I'm building a house with mine.
It wouldn't be you two complete idiots that have dismantled the road, would it?
Well, that would be telling, but just between you and me, yellow bricks don't come from thin air. That's why we have to go all the way to the Emerald City to nick the bricks off the road.
All the way back to this forest?
Look, there was just one thing I wanted in this land, a yellow brick road that actually existed.
Well, we're vandalising the blue one next week anyway.
When we've tired ourselves out after our brick fights, we usually lie down in our field through yonder window breaks.
What are we going to do now? Why don't you get some rest? Have a sleep in that field. There's poppies in it. That might make you go asleep.
Well, for once, that sounds like a good idea. I'm racked out. I'm fed up with this journey anyway. I don't care anymore if I never get to Oz, or even back to Baghdad. I just want to sleep. We'll leave you lunatic lads to it.
Oh, and when you're finished in the Emerald City, don't bother coming back this way. Because we're dismantling the road back through the forest.
You'll notice a men at work sign.
Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Woodman and the Cowardly Lion crawl into the next field and fall asleep. They don't wake up for a long time, and Dorothy can't remember where he is.
Where am I? Why am I lying in a field? I hope Mother hasn't kicked me out the palace. I don't remember setting the alarm. I'd better get up. I have to get down to the town square to deal with the latest group of insurgents. Oh, no. Who are you, lot? Oh, wait. I know where I am, and I'd rather go back to not knowing. Tell me this is all a dream. It's us. What on earth's that singing? Those fucking brothers tricked us.
Good morning, sir. I was around wondering when you would wake up.
God, this must be a fucking nightmare. I was just getting some shut-eye. Is that a crime in Oz?
We don't have crimes in this land. Just naughty people.
We'd better get going. That was scary. Have we been sleeping in a poppy field? Hasn't anyone in Oz heard of lawnmowers? There's all bits of flour down my back.
Look there! That must be the Emerald City.
Really? Doesn't look like much. It's a bit green for my tastes. I prefer Art Deco. But still, we're nearly there. We can go and find Mr. Elusive the Wizard, and then I can finally lose you guys. You're not exactly an advertisement for friends. We should go, but there's no path.
Let's charge through this field!
Dorothy and his company start running through the field full of poppies towards the Emerald City.
Stop running so fast! The city head is getting too big in my sight! It's beginning to scare me!
I would stop, but I haven't the heart for a disappointment.
And thanks to the fact that I have no brain in my noggin, I can't think of another way to get there. I have everything you want from the wizard, but I don't want to see him. Why on earth is that? What are we doing traipsing through here, then? Because I don't want to be in Oz. But if he can expel me out of it faster than a pissed-off schoolhead teacher, then I'm all for shaking his hand.
The weary travellers finally approach the gates of the greatest and only city in Oz.
The Emerald City? So this is it? It really pales in comparison to my mighty city, Baghdad, even though most of the suburbs have been demolished along with copious amounts of the city centre. Why does this city have a gate? How are we supposed to get in? There's a bell. I'll clang the hell out of it.
Saddam clangs the bell till it breaks and makes more noise across the city than a monkey giving the job of a chief bell ringer would.
Who rang that bell? Me, obviously. Would I be standing here if I hadn't? You look familiar. Do you think I'm some punk kid who rings the bells of capital cities as a prank and then runs back into the forest?
We're not letting you in.
Didn't we see you down the road? You're those witches' assistants. Yeah, it's a part-time job. The rest of the time we spend here keeping intruders out. You're screwcases. If you don't let us in, I'll use other means.
This axe might come in handy. Yeah, right, mate.
What is going on here? You two lads again? Get out of it! Get back to assisting that evil witch! I wouldn't give you this job if the madam herself came here and cast a spell on me. I ought to throw you in jail. Travellers, what can I do for you?
Well, we want to see the wizard.
I've worked here for 20 years, and I've never heard anything quite so hilarious. I would thank you for brightening up my day. What makes you think the wizard would want to see you? He never has visitors. He's even banned mirrors from his quarters to stop himself catching a glimpse of his reflection and visiting himself.
See this crystal ball? Why don't you get yours out and contact that wizard? And maybe we'll be less of a nuisance crowd around your gates.
What do you think you're doing, putting my ball away? I didn't give it to you for your frivolous purposes, I say.
Okay, I'll contact him on my crystal ball. But don't hold your hopes up. But hey, at least you are not a munchkin.
And why is that, good fella?
The munchkins are really unpopular in this city. The population here are very racist.
Aren't they munchkins themselves?
They are, the green with envy sort.
A little while later, the travellers are awaiting the wizard's answer.
Do you think he'll let us in? If he doesn't, I'll find another way in. It has really rusted my legs coming on this journey.
I couldn't give 27 fucks what his answer is, quite frankly. I'm someone who's used to getting his own way. I'm not too fond of the word no.
No!
What did you say?
No! He doesn't want to see you!
How dare he say that to me? Is that all he said? No?
Well, he also added, go away.
Did he really?
Well, go actually. He said fuck off.
Does he know who I am?
Well, yes, he does. That's why he said no. No, I'm not much for advice, but mine to your little company would be to walk in the opposite direction that you've been walking to this city and forget all about the Great Oz. Good day!
The keeper of the gate slams it shut and other doors behind it. When they are closed, even more doors and windows are heard shutting and keys turning in their locks. One of the locks break.
What are we going to do now?
How well do you know this city?
Well, if it's any help, I've been here once before, and I know where the Great Wizard is supposed to reside.
Good, we can work with that.
How do you mean, work with that? This is making me nervous. Can I go back to the forest and my cave? There seems to be too many gamblers in this city.
You can if you want. But after you've helped us break in.
Oh, no, no, no!
Are you sure that's a good idea? This wizard really does put the mighty in Oz.
Of course it's a good idea. Do you think I came here for a stroll? I came to the Emerald City to see the mighty wizard.
I don't know if it will help, but he lives in one of the towers round the back of the city.
Perhaps there would be a servant's entrance. It's worth a shot.
It's been a really great day, but I think I'm going back to the cave.
Not so fast, Lion. What'll be more scary? Meeting the wizard face to face, or daring to turn your back on me?
Okay, okay, but if only I was king of the forest.
Stop saying that.
Outside a crumbling tower...
This is going to be harder than expected. There is but a tiny window.
But it's his living quarters. I remember it.
We'll have to climb this steep wall and put the window through when we reach it to get inside.
I hope I don't scrape my tin knee up the wall.
And I hope I don't snag myself on one of the bricks, causing myself to rip.
And I hope I don't. Are you sure you wouldn't need a watchman down below?
No, we'll need more of us to intimidate him.
But I couldn't intimidate a fly. I'm scared to look in my own reflection.
Only because of you'd smile, the mirror would next be seen in smithereens.
Come on, give me a boost.
I'd better go first.
Now, why is that?
So I can put the window pane neatly through with my axe.
Dorothy and the rest of the hopefuls climb up the outside wall and duly reach the window high above the ground.
My axe is blunt. I hope I can still smash it. But how am I going to use force swinging off here?
Oh, Scarecrow, use your elbow.
But the glass might rip it.
Do I have to do everything myself? Tell you what, use your head. Literally. You've not got a brain, so what have you to lose?
No way. Fuck that.
Dorothy uses the crystal ball given to him by Glinda to smash the window, and as a result, it goes into more pieces than the window itself.
My ball! My beautiful ball!
Shut up, you're out of range. Yes, indeed you should, if you don't want to see us again. Now that we've entered through your broken window, grant our wishes, and we'll be gone.
Fools! Do you realise how powerful I actually am?
Oh, you should see me in a rack. Now that's magic.
Who are you?
You look like a billowing bale of bow-bean fodder.
Me? I'm a scarecrow. Can you tell?
And you? Who else has dared show their presence in front of me? You look like a rusty rust bucket of rattling and rolling ridiculous parts. I'm a woodman, and I'm made of tin, I'll have you know. And you, Dorothy, who are you?
I am someone who doesn't just want to leave your property, I want to leave Oz.
And you, call yourself a lion? Where has he gone? The contemptuous, conniving, cowardly, collective, cutting...
Shut the fuck up! Can you give us a deal or what?
Look, I wasn't going to let you in, but seeing as you've gate-crashed the place of my existence here in Oz, I will grant your wishes on two conditions.
Okay, fire away.
One, I will grant you your wishes as soon as you bring me the head of the Wicked Witch of the Northwest on a plate. And two, I hear what your wishes actually are. I want you to give me a heart for my chest instead of a box to keep a rusty key in. Help sock it to the witch, Tin Woodman, and I'll give you a hearty reward.
Have you got a problem? Well, I almost haven't the heart to ask you myself. But I want a brain. I can't figure out why, because I haven't got one. But I would be so much more interesting if I was knowledgeable.
Well, if you can figure out how to kill the witch, I'll figure out how to stuff a brain into that straw bag head of yours.
Don.
I can't wait to see this. If you got a brain, you'd just be a yawning boffin, Scarecrow.
And what do you want, my dear Dorothy?
Why does everyone keep calling me that? Well, my request is simple. I want out of this Oz, or whatever you call it. It really doesn't matter to me anyway. You really should see Arrak. That's my homeland. It's a great place. Sure, you can't tell what a lot of it is anymore, but still, a great place.
So I've heard. So I'll take my chances with Oz, thank you very much. Bring me the decomposing head of the Wicked Witch of the Northwest, and you can consider your wish granted. Wasn't there another member of your party? A lion? How dare he not show his presence in front of me now he's broken in?
Yeah, there was a lion. A member of the cat family, they are. But he really is a fraidy cat. He's run off.
Aha, I see. He wants courage. Still, I can understand if I was anybody else, I'd be afraid to see me as well. Good luck with the witch. If all else fails, take this pitchfork. If she sees you, you'll look good at any rate.
And what makes you think we're going to do this?
Do I have a sign across my forehead that reads, Wish Granter 4000? Look, it's not hard to do if you can get a palace to fall out of the sky. Just take the witch by surprise and kill her, for fuck's sake.
Okay, we'll do it. But only because I'm Dorothy, so I'd love to kill the witch. I really was so pissed when she got up from under the palace that landed on her without a mark on her head. So don't worry. You'll be soon singing Ding Dong the Witch is dead soon enough.
The characters leave the city and are soon found in a forest looking for a witch's castle.
I can't believe it. Why did you say yes to his quest?
I'm just doing what I have to do. Oh, I love holding pitchforks.
I don't know if I can go through with this.
You're from Alcadia, aren't you? This should be child's play. All we've got to do is get into that castle, sneak past the guards, and find the witch inside whilst avoiding being seen by her many minions, at which point we sock it to her. What part of that is a problem?
I think the part where... Oh, what am I saying? All of it!
It's a good thing I'm made of tin. I could clang into her.
And we're going to have to do this without any help from Glinda.
Why? I still haven't got a brain, so I don't remember why we're doing this.
Don't you remember the crystal ball pieces that the wizard's servants are at this very moment sweeping up? How else will she talk to us? With a mobile phone?
Sorry, Dorothy. I am so thick. I hope I get a brain.
Yes, you're just thick with straw instead of brain matter.
Is that the castle there? Please tell me it's not.
Well, according to this map that I got from the Tourist Information Centre in the Emerald City, this is the site where there are thrills and spills, potions and motions from the wickedest witch in the whole of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the Northwest. I'm sure the day trippers love this place. Look, there are monkeys flying through the air.
I say!
If those are flying monkeys, hadn't we better get down? No, I want all the world to know that I am Dorothy, and I am on a witch hunt.
Shh! For heaven's sake, you'll disturb the spooks!
There is no such thing as spooks. What hokum are you talking? I don't believe in them. We're after a witch here. We're not looking for ghosts. Who do you think I am? Derek Acora?
It's too late, Dorothy. The spooks have seen us.
It's just a bunch of monkeys. I say, bring it on. Oh, Dorothy. So we meet again. What brings you here?
Do you want to see our boss?
You working for the witch? Well, give her a private message from me, Dorothy, telling her I'm sucking it to her. We'll tell her personally. Go on then, be on your way.
Yeah, you can come with us, mate.
We're kidnapping you. So I get into the castle without having to bust in? Oh, can I have the seat in the back?
Don't push your luck, mate.
Look, there's others here. Aren't you kidnapping them? Not very professional, are you? Never mind. I'll go in first, and I'll see you guys later. Yeah, just one more thing I have to do while I'm here. I can't resist. What's that?
Can't you see he's wrecking the bloody scarecrow?
Don't rip that. There aren't many tailors in Oz, you know.
Sometime later, Dorothy has now been kidnapped and is now in his element in the castle, while the others are outside and are forced to think of another way in.
Oh no, we've lost Dorothy. I think this is it for us. Maybe we should just go home. This quest seems too difficult now.
I second that. I am scared here in this forest. I can't wait to get back to my own home. At least it doesn't have a castle in it.
And I need a new outfit. I'm just so full of monkey rips.
Guys, we can't give up now. Where is your team spirit? You are characters in a book, and nothing is happily ever after. Yet.
Well, consider this a rewrite.
What would L. Frank Baum say if he could see you now? And never mind Dorothy. Come on, it's just a castle. We can get in if we dress up as one of them.
That sounds awfully like fighting. I'm off.
I'll do it. But only because I'm too thick to think of the consequences.
I'll do it because I haven't the heart not to.
And I'm too scared to go against you guys.
The characters scale the wall leading towards a back door, while Tin Woodman knocks out one of the witch's soldiers with his axe. He rounds up two more and then returns with his outfit. The team don them start to walk towards the castle back door like in the film.
Back door says deliveries. What are we delivering?
An almighty surprise.
Excuse me, you have a delivery.
Where do I sign?
Anywhere you like, for this is not a real delivery.
Well, dispatched. I wouldn't have the nerve to do that.
So where do you think the witch is keeping Dorothy?
I don't know. Do you see a map anywhere? Maybe there's one in that gift shop over there.
Let's just head up. Leave that till later.
But there are more soldiers up there. And look, they already have prisoners.
Let me out of here. Are you rescuers?
Not for you, no. Is your name Dorothy?
Who the fuck are you?
No, I am a lowly prison guard. Please let me out and you will be very well rewarded.
Oh, just fuck off.
We have uniforms on, and if they ask any questions, just knock them out.
Warning to all guards! Intruders have been spotted in the castle, and they may be wearing stolen uniforms. If you see them, knock them out! And don't forget to bring them to me!
The witch! Where is she coming from?
She must be by that speaker.
We'd better complete this quest fast. You really do need a brain.
I'll follow your advice and head up.
The characters walk past a group of soldiers who at first don't bat an eyelid, but then the cowardly lion opens his fat voice box.
This is easier than I thought. It makes me feel like I'm king of the forest.
Those are the intruders. Come on, get them. Take them to the witch.
Being captured feels like shit. But it's the best way to find the witch in this labyrinth.
What are you doing here? Did that wizard send you? You're wasting your time if you think you can kill me.
Where is Dorothy, lady?
First things first. That wizard, did you know he sends me a different group of adventurers to assassinate me every year? I'm getting fed up of sticking them in hourglasses. It's getting to me like junk mail.
Is that where Dorothy is?
No, I've reserved a special treat for him. I put him in the microwave.
You really are a piece of work, aren't you? But I like your style.
Yeah, I'm cooking Dorothy in an hour. He's just turning round and round. The microwave's bouncing off his little skull.
And what about Toto?
Oh, I'm taking him for a walk down by the moat.
Oh, no! No!
Help me, Lawrence! Can't you see the dummy that I'm doing here? I can't believe this. This is worse than anything you can ever take to be pissed off secret police officer with you.
He's in the same room. What should we do first? Do the witch in or switch the microwave off?
Switch the microwave off!
Fools! I've wired it permanently to the wall!
It seems like we're stuffed then. Shall we just go?
Oh, but you haven't killed me yet!
No, but since you're here, could you give us any help and tell us how to do that?
Look, I'll give you a riddle. What weaves like a blue ribbon through the landscape? What flows by the simple turn of a metal object? What is capable of both cleansing and putrefying that which it lacks?
Oh, a riddle. Alas, I have no brain. The riddle for me is where to find such a thing to plant in my head. I may have no brain, but... Eureka! I got it. It's water.
And here's the part that makes you look like a fool. Ha! I might be more vulnerable to water than a box of Kleenex. But there are no taps in this castle. We don't even have bottled water or fruit juice. This whole place is drier than the Sahara Desert on a water strike.
Stop talking. I will listen to your story later. But right now I've got to get to the toilet.
Did I not tell you before? This place has less water than the Atacama. Munchkins don't piss. Nor would my special monkeys be allowed to do anything like that.
But I've really got to go. There are no bugs, no WCs, not even any gents. I feel like I'm going to piss myself. I shouldn't have squoze orange juice out of all of them oranges. Oh no, I'm about to be undignified.
The piss that was previously resident in the Tin Woodman's balls begins to rain forth like it is being shot out of a water pistol. The witch immediately suffers splashback.
Oh no! Molten piss! Oh my world! World! What a world! Oh, I should be blushing! What a mountain!
The witch is now dead, but she hasn't been the only recipient of the Tin Woodman's amazing geyser of piss. It is apparent that urine doesn't mix any better with electricity than it did with the witch when the microwave begins to short out.
I know the witch is dead, but I didn't think it would take piss to get out of this microwave as well. We're getting out of here. Stage downstairs. Can I go to the gift shop first?
In the castle gift shop.
Is there anything I can help you with? Hey, do you want this? I killed the witch t-shirt.
if you personally kill the witch, it's on special offer.
Thanks. How much is that?
It's on the house. Do you want a bag for that decapitated head?
No, I can manage. On second thoughts, can I have a plastic bag? I keep dropping it, and I want proof for the wizard.
Thank you for your custom.
What's through that door? This isn't a gift shop.
Help me! Help me! The witch has kept me from prisoner for 40 days and 40 nights.
What are you doing in this gift shop? We have no time for this. We have to get back to this wizard.
Help me! I am a prisoner!
Is that Barine?
Maybe.
Oh, but no, we don't have to do this. We have completed our side of the bargain. We're off to see the wizard.
A little while later...
Wizard! Calling all wizards! It's the adventurers! We've got you the witch's head on the stick!
I said it was to be on a plate, and anyway, you don't have to shout. My hearing may not be as magic as my wand, but I don't have a build-up of wax in my ears, you know. Is that stick from the forest?
Yes, it was just the right size for a head ramming.
Well, I would just like to say a big thank you to your gang for helping me with my quest of killing the witch. Doesn't that head look great on a stick? Thanks for that. Really, I mean that. But if you don't mind me asking, when will you be on your way?
But what about our wishes?
Yeah, you said you'd grant me a brain.
Did I say that? You must have been thick to believe that. Oh, wait, you are. You have no fucking brain.
And I wanted a heart for my metallic chest.
And I would get a heart attack even thinking about granting that wish. To all wish seekers present, too bad. You've killed the witch now. What are you going to do if I refuse to grant your wishes, eh? Resuscitate her in front of me?
And I'm too afraid to even ask you, why are you not granting my wish?
And I'm afraid that even if you did have the courage to ask me for courage, the answer would still be no.
Check.
What is the meaning of this? This is supreme insolence. We've been to heaven and back bagging that witch's head.
Don't you mean hell and back?
No, the castle was great fun. All those soldiers and munchkins and cute little monkeys. But still, I did it for you. I'm rightly known as a selfish bastard, you know. And I have a reputation to upkeep. I can't do favours for other people and get nothing in return. It would send out the wrong message about what being a dictator is all about.
Tell it to the wand, because the wizard waver isn't listening.
I want to get back to Arrak now, and therefore out of this place you call Oz.
Oh, you can consider yourself that wish granted, if nothing else. Even if Dr. Stupid here just has to rack his brain trying to figure out another scheme to get a brain from another wizard. Even if Forest Chopper here has to set his non-existent heart on getting a real ticker another way. And even if this lion that's actually more like a wildebeest has to face his biggest fear of never gaining courage ever again, the answer would still be no.
If you can't grant our wishes, you can't be a real wizard.
Oh, I am a real wizard, all right. It's just that I can't be fucked to grant them.
I am a feared man. And you, sir, are not a real wizard. If you don't grant our wishes within the next 5 minutes, you can go out there and tell those so-called citizens that I have just put a chip in the emerald.
You've already put a crack in the yellow brick road.
No, that was the witch's assistants.
All right, I'll grant them. I'll just take a look in my bag.
What's that piece of paper?
It's for you. It's an Oxbridge education degree. Everywhere you go, anybody you talk to will think you're a cream of the crop.
But I can't even string two sentences together.
But they'll never know, because it's not worth the paper it's written on. And you, a woodman made up completely out of tin.
The name's Vulcan.
I have something extra special for you.
A rusty old alarm clock? Does it still work?
It used to wake me up every day until it bashed out of existence. But I have installed a new ticker, and it works sometimes much like a real heart.
And sir, what about me?
How dare you ask me a question like that?
So sorry, sir. I will go. Will I go to prison? Just chafing with you. But really, you need to start sticking up for yourself. That would be the perfect gift. In that case, I have something to give you.
The lion punches the wizard in his magical face.
Oh! What the fuck was that for?
It was getting us into this city for nothing. We don't even pocketed any emeralds to sell on the black market.
Lion, I have. Don't you think I would have thought of that?
And for sending us on a bogus mission to kill a witch.
Well, you are an annoying little runt, but I admire your newly found courage in standing up to me, so I'm going to give you this.
Is it a medal?
No, unfortunately. It's your rights. You've already got your courage, and I'm still smarting as a result. However, some armed officers, or rather leftover monkeys from the witch, are coming to grant Dorothy's wish.
So, I'm going back to Iraq.
I don't know what to make of you. You say your name's Dorothy, but it looks like you've got balls. But in answer to your question, yes, you're going back. And the process begins in the town square. We have those here too, you know.
If I were king of the forest! Not prince, not duke, not earl, but king of the forest!
What are you talking about? I'm king of the forest.
Sorry, Dorothy.
Come on, let's meet the people of the Emerald City.
Meanwhile, with Glinda...
Are you the Good Witch of the South?
No, I am the Wicked Witch of the East.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have the wrong number.
I'm ex-directory.
Are you also ex-town square and ex-crowd and ex-this city? Be gone now.
I'm the Good Witch of the South.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't want to see you. I've had one of my trademark changes of mind.
Well, I want to see you. When am I getting that crystal ball back? I'll lend you.
I'm afraid you'll have to ask the wizard. The last time I was speaking to him, he was using his dustpan and brush on it.
In that case, all I can hope for you is that your back isn't as brittle as that ball was.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to have to hang up on you now, as there is a telemarketer on the other line I'd rather like to speak to.
Ask him where my curtains are.
The witch? Our employer is dead. What are we going to do now?
Let's get into the emerald business. You take that wall and I'll take this crumbling one.
In the town square...
People of Oz, I am your good wizard. I haven't come out and saw you in a good few years. I have just made laws up for the running of the city and then left you to get on with breaking them. You may have noticed some strange goings on in our great land of Oz and in this city. It is because of these characters here, but fear not, I am to send them on their way.
It is only Dorothy that wants to leave.
Oh, really? Well, you can at least leave this city and you can take your cronies and your little dog too. I have prepared a hot air balloon which will cause you to drift away.
That hot air balloon has a hole in it. And it looks like some of it has caught fire from its engine.
Well, not to fear. I am a wizard after all. I will try magic. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Take these travellers somewhere far, far away to burst their bubble.
Not working.
Okay. Agatham!
Not working either. Well, that was never going to work.
Let me try some more combinations. This will not do, citizens. Excuse me for a minute. I just have to make a phone call.
Mere minutes later, a giant carriage arrives in the square, and a slightly perturbed but beautiful woman steps out. She looks decidedly pissed off to be there.
Did someone call a good witch?
So, you got my text message then?
What would seem to be the problem?
It's them, miss. I've tried everything to get rid of them. I went through your book of spells that was in the back of your autobiography. I even tried abracadabra, but I just gave up.
You were never any good at magic. I don't know why you're helping them. I will get rid of these characters anon. But first, I have something to tell the good people of Oz.
What are you talking about? I never wanted to help him. I was just hoping that my bogus spell would work and that he would get sent back to wherever he bloody belongs.
Do you know how your great wizard arrived?
Yeah, by magic. He dropped from the sky. No one could doubt the great Olaf.
Not no one. Not
no how. Oh, really? Not no way, no how. I'll tell you. He arrived in a hot air balloon, powered by gas and air. The very one you see burning on the floor. He isn't even from us.
We knew he comes from far, far away.
I am sorry I have fooled you, citizens, into believing that I am abound in might and magic. But the truth is, the only tricks I've been able to pull is in getting you to believe that I am an honest magician. I therefore resign my post. It's been a good leadership, but I must depart now and say my goodbyes. Alakazal.
You haven't disappeared. It's the wrong magic, it's Alakazam.
I'll just get into my hot air balloon. Ready then?
And now, Dorothy, you can go home. I hope you've learned a lesson from all this.
From the School of Oz? I don't know what you mean. I want to go home back to a land where I'm a lord unto myself.
You'll have to say goodbye to all your friends.
I wouldn't call them that.
At any rate, you should say goodbye, so that you and they can remember your time here. Although I'm sure we would like to forget. Alas, the story of your coming to Oz will end up in a book or film one day.
Would you like us to help him say goodbye?
No thanks. I think he can manage by himself. Thank you. I think this city has had enough of your shenanigans. Goodbye to the wizard. Oh, he's already gone. Goodbye to the people of Oz. And now, are you ready to rub your shoes together? Seeing as you are a brutal dictator and worse than all the wicked witches put together, I would like my slippers back after you've rubbed them, if you're still wearing them when you get back to Iraq. Post them back to Oz, care of me. But be sure to mark the package urgent.
You can come and collect them if you like. But I assume that you'll be like most Westerners, too much of a pussy to visit my country. Too bad it's been joined to theirs. Oh well, Iraq is not such a bad place. After all, there's no place like home. Adios, everyone. Adios. I'm ready to say adios to all of you. Adios, Scarecrow. It wasn't just your brain that makes you thick. Adios, Tin Woodman. I think you'd have been better as a tree instead of chopping one down. Adios, Cowardly Lion. I'd even be afraid to watch you on CNN. Never mind visit your cave. Adios, Wizard, you perturbed practitioner of crappy magic. And most adios of all, the witch's assistants.
Adios, mate. I am King of the Forest. I am so glad to have met you.
Will you stop saying that? I'm leaving now, but I'm still King of the Forest. Oh, I hate Oz. It's too bright and too colourful. I want to get back to my nuclear weapons factories. And my town square that you must leave after 10 seconds. There really is no place like home. No place like home. No place like home. I want to be no place like home. No place like home. No place like home.
Get off those stairs! You bumped your head! And what's that noise? Will you stop snoring, son? It's doing me head in. I'm going to get my slippers out.
Oh, it's the witch. I'm still in Oz.
I'm not a witch. What are you on? How dare you call me that?
I don't know, but why are the Scarecrow and Tin Woodman in my bedroom?
I don't know, but I'm your humble science assistant. Dodd, I heard you had a fall, and I just wanted to see if you were dead.
Oh, Dodd, there was this great land with a palace and forests and a wicked witch and a wizard who was really shit at magic. And you were all there.
It sounds like you dreamed about a rack. Nothing to write home about.
I was there.
Yes, you had an axe and you worked as a forest chopper.
Oh, great. Can I have an axe out of my salary?
Vulcan, your voice is back to normal.
There's a knock on the door. Hello, I'm here.
Who is it? Send him up.
It's only me, Saddam. I heard you hit your head. I rushed over straight away. I always thought I'd make a good leader.
You were there, Hamid. You were as crap a wizard as you were a civil servant.
Right, everyone out of this bedroom. What kind of hotel do you think this place is? Stop dreaming and wasting your time!
Are you saying it was all a dream? Oh, I'm fed up of dreams, I really am. First there was Wonderland, which I didn't want, and now this. What's next, Peter Pan? In future, I'm taking Valium when I go to sleep, as I've heard it's a top dream queller.
What, do you take some anti-snore medication too? To stop you sounding like an earthquake the next time you bump your head? I'm only in the next room, and I'll have you know that this palace is cheap and nasty. The walls are only made of chipboard. I heard all about your old story. I thought the film was better. Shut up. You're actually making me wish I was back in Oz. But it really is such an airy, fairy place. I tell you what, I'll go back to sleep now and try to get back there in my subsequent dream. It'll be a sequel. Only this time I will take it over. Good night, Auntie Em. What did you call me?
And...